Welcome to episode number 5 of the Superhero Secrets podcast. I've got a story about a drag brunch today. I'm your host, Danielle Alessio, with Superhero Secrets, a podcast to inspire a more vibrant and adventurous life through empowerment of your inner superhero while crushing the victim that holds you back. Together, let's reflect, ask questions, and seek inspiration to find the empowerment to live out our greatest adventures and live a truly healthy, fulfilled, and exciting life. For listeners of Superhero Secrets, the world is our oyster. Okay, let's have a collective sip of our green smoothie. Thank you, Scott Adams, for the inspiration as you take your collective sips of coffee on your periscopes. All right, so today's green smoothie, let's go. I have to admit, this one is really not the best one. Today's recipe is spinach, a Meyer lemon, ginger, a kiwi fruit, an orange, and some green pepper. Oh, and some cucumber. It's not terrible, but it's just not like the best one. But it feels great, so that's reason enough for drinking it. Okay, I went to a brunch recently that was organized by a member of my book club. It's fairly new for me, and it's a group of people that I'm really just starting to get to know. And I hadn't made it to, one of the meetings. I just thought it would be nice to share brunch with some people. That's always fun. And the brunch was featuring some drag performers, which to me is neither here nor there. I didn't go because there would be people in drag, and I didn't not go because there would be people in drag. I lived in New York City for 7 years. It wasn't my first experience witnessing drag. I just don't have a lot of opportunities for brunch, and it's always nice to connect with people over a mimosa, right? Or a Bellini. Is that the other popular brunch drink? I think I had a mimosa, but okay, so for whatever reason, one of the performers started chatting with me, and sometimes you just fall into easy conversation with people. So we got to talking about all kinds of issues, which I thought was really nice. And I could see the sideways glances I was getting from some of the people that I was there at the brunch with, and maybe it was rude to keep chatting with a stranger when I was there to share conversation with others, but there's a big group of us, and I wasn't leaving anyone out or hadn't abandoned a conversation or anything like that. So I hope it wasn't seen as rude. If it was, I apologize. I think people generally were surprised that I could fall into such deep conversations so quickly with a stranger, which is not at all unusual for me. It's happened on so many occasions in so many countries, I couldn't even count them all. And I love when that happens. It's beautiful to connect with people. It's interesting, it's fun, and besides, it reminds us that we probably have more in common with more people than we think. So here's where the story gets interesting. The book club people were asking me what we were talking about, and I mean, it was a private conversation, so it kind of feels weird to me to regurgitate. So I gave some generic answer, like we talked about him being in school, what he was studying, how he felt in and out of drag. And by the way, the pronoun is appropriate in this instance. Based on their questions, though, I did say he didn't feel good about himself in a certain respect, which I thought was a little sad. And I said that. And immediately someone responded with an exasperated society, right? As if to say society is the cause of him feeling this way. I responded immediately and said, you know, actually, we talked about that. And the fact that I didn't think it was up to society, nor should he be waiting for society to make him feel good about himself. It wasn't society's responsibility to do that for him or anyone. And he was a thoughtful guy, and as I recall, he agreed. I think he felt empowered by that notion. And I don't mean to suggest that it was me pointing it out for the first time. I got the distinct impression that he had already thought about this. He didn't need me to point it out, but sometimes it's nice to have a reminder, especially when it is from a stranger. That's what's always nice. I love when someone who doesn't really know me well says something insightful and makes me think and reflect. I love that. Here's my question. Is it more empowering for us to find acceptance from within or from this fiction that is society? What society? Our local community? A community on the other side of the world? What is society at large? Okay, maybe it's a little incorrect or inaccurate to call it a fiction, but in a way, maybe not so wrong or incorrect. Societal norms evolve and change, but regardless, if we're going to wait for society to accept us in the way we want to be accepted, I think we're in for a very long and desperate life. I don't mean long in a good way here. Let's also not confuse acceptance with thinking that we're perfect, or that's just the way I am, or take it or leave it. That's not acceptance, but immaturity. I've been there. I've had my immature moments. I still do, although I make sure now that they are rare. Accepting yourself and empowering yourself from within is not mutually exclusive from the desire to improve and to grow and to change. This past weekend, we saw Tiger put on his 5th green jacket at the Masters in Augusta. The last time he put on a green jacket, it was like 2005. Was it 2005, 2006? I think it was 2005, 14 years ago. And in that time, he went through some pretty public physical and emotional turmoil in his life, and a lot of people wrote him off. I did. I did not think he would come back, and I'm usually not very quick to write people off. I mean, clearly, what do I know? Because I was completely wrong about him. And I'm glad I was, because I was surprised as to how inspiring I found the whole thing as I watched him take the green jacket last weekend with all those other big golfer names all over him. It was awesome. Was it society coming around that resulted in him putting on the green jacket? And I know some of you are going to be like, oh, that's totally different. I'm not actually so sure. Regardless, was it society in any way that was the result of him putting on that green jacket? Or was it his sense of belief, his hard work, his grinding? I don't know the guy, but I'm guessing it didn't have much or anything to do with him complaining about how society viewed him. Life doesn't always have to be hard, but come on, there's a lot of hard work involved in a good life. There is a lot of grinding and belief in ourselves, which isn't always easy for us to do. Let's not wait for this fiction that is society to grant us permission to accept ourselves or to feel good about ourselves. That is a hugely disempowering belief and one that crushes the human spirit. And our goal here is to crush our inner victim, definitely not crush the human spirit. We want to let that thrive. Go be your own superhero. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.